Thanks for joining us. He'll be back any second.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks so much, Joel, and thanks, everybody, for investing your most valuable asset, which is your time here this evening. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Colorado tonight. We're going to talk about increasing the numbers on your bonus check, pretty popular subject. But before we do that, wanted to give everybody an update on websites. Things are taking a little longer than we had hoped. Technical issues as far as linking up the replicated websites and the product pages and enrollment buttons and shop buttons and all those kinds of fancy things. But bottom line is, it looks way better than we ever hoped or dreamed. There's some great information, great copy, well organized, very fun, streamlined, simple, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy the end result, which is, at this point, I would say, safely days away. And I wish it was hours away or minutes away, but I'm fairly confident that we're days away at this point. I think we've got most of the technical issues under control, and you're going to see some great new stuff on the phporder.com sites. You're going to see new the anti-aging and weight loss presentations that are on the Purium for Free site. Those will be on. We've got our new webinar. We're going to have a lot of different links to information from Dave Sandoval, different articles, different audios, YouTube channel, all that sort of stuff that people who are more experienced know where to hunt and dig and lead people to, and we're going to make it all there so much easier for you. So be looking for that. Be looking for a big announcement for sure as that comes out, and hopefully we'll be able to walk you through it next week live and show you all the benefits. So one of the things that we do every week on this call as well is we give away gift cards, and we got lots of folks giving out gift cards, which is great. We got Joel Calandrillo and Susan Brewer and Peter Pellegrini and Shelley Barron and David Lewis and Glenn Smith and Adam Resnick and Marshall Ney and some of our regular folks that constantly are making invitations and handing out gift cards. This week's winner is a brand new person, just joined the company, named Bruce Gilbert out of St. Pete, Florida. And, you know, Bruce handed out a gift card, and in the midst of all these other folks handing out cards, one of his cards was redeemed, and he's the winner of 20 free gift cards, $1,000 in retail value, nearly $200 in wholesale value. So very exciting, very simple, very fun, and very relevant as we talk about our subject tonight, which is winning the numbers game. So you've probably heard the saying, it's just a numbers game. And, you know, yes and no. I mean, it is and it isn't. I mean, there's a lot of people skills that are absolutely essential to being an effective communicator, to be an effective relationship builder, to be a good promoter. So there are a lot of things other than just numbers. But on the other hand, if you're not looking at the numbers, if you don't understand the numbers, if you don't care about the numbers, then it's very, very unlikely that you're going to be successful. And I have the good fortune of working with some very successful network marketing leaders around the industry that are good friends of mine, and these are people that earn significant income, and they're all pretty much numbers people. That may not be their primary skill, but they're all very quick at telling me how many different people enrolled in their business last week or last month, you know, how much their volume has increased, and, you know, they really are on top of their business. And they're on top of their business because they treat their business like a business. And they're on top of their business because it also helps them to promote. Because people do care ultimately if they're interested in business, not interested in health necessarily, but interested in business primarily, they want to know how successful you are. And so knowing your numbers also helps in that way. And we've got a very specific process of how to build a business plan. It's in the Getting Started training. And it's focused around the concept of plan, do, measure, adjust. Plan, do, measure, adjust. And, you know, that's a relevant concept for any business that you may be in. You want to plan something out, set some objectives, figure out what you're trying to accomplish. Then you're going to go do it. You're going to roll up your sleeves. You're going to make some things happen. And then you're going to measure. And this is a piece that a lot of people don't do. Measure what's happening. How close you are to hitting the numbers that you thought you would be and being clear-sighted about it, being honest, looking yourself in the mirror, and being, you know, realistic as to why you are or are not hitting your numbers, and then making adjustments. And those adjustments may be nothing more than handing out more gift cards, making more phone calls, and doing more yourself, or it may be something more complicated than that. But, you know, there's another saying that I'm very fond of called what gets measured gets done. What gets measured gets done. And I know for myself as a ball player, not professional, but, you know, college athlete, I like competition. I like playing games. I like measuring points and seeing if I'm winning or losing. That's important to me. That keeps me energized and motivated. Not everybody's that way, but a lot of people are. And if you are that way, then measuring, that's another benefit of measuring. And what we really want to measure is our duplication process. We want to measure our prospect, invitation, presentation, and role process for ourselves, and then the activation process and how well we're duplicating what's happening in our downline, you know, on the back end. So let's look at both of those things. Let's talk about some specific numbers, kind of begin with the end in mind, and let's start with your own personal pipeline process, prospect, invitation, presentation, and role. And let's look at two different people. Let's look at person A, who's pretty darn serious, and person B, who's not as serious. So let's start with our prospecting numbers and show how just a few differences can make a dramatic difference in what's happening in their business. So person A is very serious. They follow the Getting Started training. They go through and they make their prospect list, which is the first step, and they have 500 people that are in their email lists, in their cell phone, on their Facebook friends, business cards, etc., 500 people that they think they can track down. Person B is not as serious. Oh, you know, there's so many people, I'm not going to talk to that person. They already prejudge before they really start. You know, I don't want to make such a long list. I got a lot of these people in my cell phone anyway. They make a list of 50 people. Now, person A then hands out invitations. They start to utilize the gift card marketing system, which is the simplest way to tell people about Purium, to show them the products, to allow them to experience the products. But of the 500 people, you know, human nature says there's going to be some prejudging. They, you know, make their A, B, and C list and you know, focus on quality. And they make invitations to a couple hundred folks, maybe some they send out just an email to. And they have 100 people who say, yeah, I would love to try these products for free. And that may be a high number, but I don't think it's an unrealistic number that if you really went through your list and you really, as though your business depended on it, sent out invitations, I believe that most people could get rid of, in a positive way, get rid of 100 gift cards. Person B is not as serious. Person B, you know, I'm going to go hand out some gift cards to some of my best friends. I'm going to, you know, I got 50 on my list, but, you know, a couple people say no. And they only hand it out to let's say, 8 people. So they only bought 10 gift cards, and they only give out 8, whereas the other person said, I'm going to get as many gift cards as I possibly can, and they get rid of 100. Now, if you go through the presentation and the enroll process, and I'm not going to bore you with all, you know, the numbers in this example, but you know, the person A could enroll as many as 25 folks, whereas person B, starting with a much smaller list, being much less motivated, having much less momentum, not really following through as the way that they should. And it's so interesting that oftentimes the busier you are, the better you're going to do. The more you've got going on, the better you're going to do. The more that you start to push out the door, the more that comes back through. And the less you do is really creating your own results that you don't want. But, you know, person A could enroll 25 people and person B may only enroll 1 person or 2 people because they started with a smaller list and they went through the process a lot slower with less momentum and less enthusiasm. Now let's look at it from a different perspective, which is the numbers as they duplicate out. So let's say that you've got one person who's duplicating out by ones, meaning that they enroll just one person in their life, and that every person they bring in does exactly what they did. If you enroll one person, and the person below you enrolls one person, the person below you enrolls one person, et cetera, down eight levels, you're going to have eight people in your business. So that is not a recipe for success. If you enroll two people, and they enroll two people, which turns into four, and they enroll two people, which turns into eight, after eight levels, you'll have 256 people. Not too bad, and we'll talk about what that could mean for you. If you do it by three, it ends up 6,500 people, and by four, it's 65,000 people. So the numbers are dramatically different when you look at duplication and leverage, duplicating by ones, duplicating by twos, duplicating by threes, duplicating by fours. Speed of the leader is the speed of the pack, so it all boils back down to how big of a prospect list are you going to make, how many gift cards are you going to hand out, and how are you going to walk people through the process successfully so that you have the type of success that you need. So let's go back through each of these steps quickly, talking about numbers and talking about measurements so that you can look at your business on a weekly basis and say, yeah, I'm getting stuff done, or no, I'm not getting stuff done. As far as prospects go, I believe that most people have all of the prospects they'll ever need in their cell phone and on their email list and with their Facebook friends. But there are lots of other ways to get more prospects if you don't feel like you've got enough. You can go use Facebook to go through some of your Facebook friends to other Facebook friends, telling them about, you know, who do you know in Vermont? Who do you know in Pennsylvania that might need clean water? I've got a new product called Micah Miracle. Who do you know in those areas? I'm trying to help those people. Who do you know who wants to lose weight? Who do you know who wants to do this? You know, how can I help you? What is it? You know, who's interested in earning additional income? Going out and buying lists or advertising, whatever it may be, there's lots of different ways to go out and network with people and to build a business. But again, I think most people will find that they've not really actively and effectively marketed to their list, especially since it's so easy to do the next step in our business, which is invite. We have, in my opinion, the easiest invitation out there, and you're not in activity in your own business unless you're talking to new people, unless you're inviting them to try the product, unless you're inviting them to learn more information. And the simplest way to do that is with the gift card marketing system. Not only is it simple for you, but it's simple for them. It's tied into an automated system. If you're not handing out on a regular basis gift cards, you're not moving through the process. So how many gift cards should you be handing out? I don't know. It depends upon what your goals are. But, you know, if you want to enroll three people this month, which to me is a great baseline goal for any serious networker in this business, and the reason that three is a great goal is because we have our recruiters pool, which is worth hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars. If you want to have three people come out the other end, well, you got to hand out more than three gift cards this month. I guarantee you that, you know, and it may be more like eight. It may be more like 15. It may be more like 25. It depends upon how much influence you have over folks and how tight these prospects are to you and how good of a presenter and, you know, how good your enroll process are, et cetera. So there's no magic number, but that's where that plan, do, measure, adjust comes in. So if you think that it's going to take 12 gift cards to enroll three people and you hand out 12 gift cards this month and you only enroll one, well, that gives you an adjustment. And that adjustment may be you need to hand out more gift cards, or that adjustment may be you need to find better prospects, or that adjustment may be that you need to change your presentation. That adjustment may be that you need to ask people for the order better or follow up better. So you didn't hit your goal. You did what you were supposed to do on the front end, handing out the 12 gift cards, but you only enrolled one instead of three. That gives you your plan, do, measure, adjust. That gives you some things to look at to adjust. If you have no plan, then you don't know whether you're doing well or not. If you're not in activity enough, if you didn't hand out those 12 cards, if you only handed out two or three, well, then when you don't enroll three, it shouldn't be a surprise to you. So you got to be able to look yourself in the mirror and be honest with yourself as far as what it is you're trying to accomplish and what it is that you're actually doing to make that happen, because your activities need to match your objectives. So if you have big objectives, if you want to earn $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $8,000 a month in this business, you have to have more activities than somebody who wants to earn free products and earn $100 or $200. As far as the presentation goes, after we make the invitation, after people utilize the gift card marketing system, the presentation is going to get a lot better here with our new website. So I think that's going to be a big hole in the process for a lot of folks, is that the presentation that they're doing right now is a little haphazard. You know, we put in place the Thursday night calls, our business opportunity calls, and I'd really like to ramp those up and get more testimonials on them and get them super active. But that's up to you all. You know, it's up to you to participate as much as you'd like to make it as great as it should be. But I think that the website is a very modern, simple way to do presentations, and I really think that when you see this new website, it's going to motivate more people to do more invitations, because they're going to be excited about the presentation. The enroll piece at the back is, you know, you want to either yourself or work with somebody doing three-way phone calls, because you want somebody to be asking for the order on a regular basis. And if you're good at that, then you can try it on your own. But I always recommend that you work with somebody in your upline who is effective, who can help you. It also allows you to set up that process for the new people that you enroll, so you can monitor and measure their progress. Now, you're not their boss, but if they want to be successful and you set up the conversation correctly, where they go through the getting started process, they understand the pipeline process, you help, they set their own business objectives, you know what they're trying to accomplish in regards to income, then you can help to hold them accountable by asking them to make a prospect list, by asking them to buy 20 or 40 gift cards, by asking them how many gift cards they handed out this week, by asking them how many three-way phone calls they expect to do this week. So, you know, you're able to understand what's happening in your business if you set up the process right for yourself and for everyone that you bring in. So this is a very easy business to monitor. To me, you can monitor it by how many gift cards did you hand out this week, how many gift cards did your key leaders hand out this week, and how many three-way phone conversations or enrollment conversations did you have, and how many enrollments did you have. So, you know, it doesn't cover every piece of the process, but it covers a lot of the key ones, so that you understand. If you're not handing out gift cards, you know, or doing presentations or invitations in another way. But I just think the gift card process is so easy to duplicate, and we're seeing people have success with it. If you're not handing out gift cards, then you're not in activity. And you can't expect to be successful by handing out one gift card a month or not owning any gift cards yourself. It's very difficult to effectively do the business, because it's going to be way too haphazard. Now, again, I'm talking about people who want to earn some significant part-time income, that want to do more than just pay for their products, that want to earn thousands of dollars a month potentially, certainly $300, $400, $500, $800 a month, but preferably $300, $400, $500, $8,000 a month. So how do you do that? What are the key numbers that we should be focused on as far as a goal if you want to earn $300, $400, $500 a month or $300, $400, $500 a month? And, you know, I want to give you a couple of simple ways to look at the business that way, and maybe you can, again, reverse engineer your objectives and your weekly and monthly plans from this. But, you know, we have a concept as far as refer for and pay no more. Now, it's not specifically in our compensation plan, but we do have a customer acquisition pay schedule, which is either 15% on all of your preferred customers, your AutoShip customers, and 30% on all your non-AutoShip customers. So when we say refer for, pay no more, it depends whether they're on preferred or not on preferred. But basically, about 4 customers will pay for your business. Now, if you're handing out gift cards, your focus is getting on distributors. You know, your focus is enrolling distributors, because they're the ones who can duplicate. But if you pick up customers along the way, that certainly is a good thing, because if somebody wants to lose weight, if they want to, you know, feel better, look better, use our products, We want to help them in that way, and they may fall in love with the product so much that they may ultimately ask you to become a distributor, and that happens on a fairly regular basis with this company. So refer for Pay No More, and Enroll 3 and Yours is Free. And the way the Enroll 3 and Yours is Free is set up is that if you enroll three people in the same month, then you're in the recruiter's pool. Now, the first order bonus that you get is 25% of the points, which is more than usually 50% of, you know, if you enroll three, it's more than 50% of whatever you paid for your enrollment pack. And the recruiter's pool more than covers, way more than covers the difference. So if you enroll three people this month, you know, if you join today and enroll three people this month, or you enroll a new person today and they enroll three people this month, they're going to be in profit. And that's very exciting. There aren't a lot of companies out there where you can enroll three people and be in profit. And again, it comes back to how big is your prospect list and how many gift cards do you want? And that's one of the things that I'm seeing, and this is a really important concept as we start to talk about these last few numbers, is how you enroll people, how you activate people is creating the culture of your business that hopefully will duplicate out through dozens and hundreds and ultimately thousands of people. So you can only control so much. You can only recruit so many people to control your check. But what you can do that's just as important is you're controlling the culture of your team, the communication of your team, the training of your team by setting the right example. And so if you're enrolling people, and I see this happen all the time, with just a starter kit and some random group of products and no gift cards, well, you've enrolled somebody for the business, but you haven't set them up to do business. And too often I'm seeing people not enroll new prospects with a bronze, silver, or gold pack. And what's happening is that we're not seeing the second level and third level duplication because you may be good at recruiting folks, but you're recruiting them in a way that they can't be successful themselves. So don't be afraid to say it's $175 or $250 or $350. In today's economy, people throw out, you know, even when times are tough, they'll throw out $100, $200, $300, $400 to go, you know, to a festival. I mean, we went this past weekend to a festival, and by the time we, you know, spent money on food and spent money on snacks and spent money on a T-shirt and this, I'm sure we spent a couple $100 just kind of having a day as a family. So, you know, if somebody's serious about business and they had the opportunity to get 40 gift cards, they're going to need 40 gift cards. Why are they going to need 40 gift cards? Because they should have hundreds and hundreds of prospects on their list, and the more invitations they make, the faster their business will grow, the faster they'll get into profit, the more duplication they'll have. You're doing them a favor by helping them. And the simple way to look at, you know, the business, you know, longer term after the refer for and pay no more, then roll three and yours is free is, you know, we have basically a 5% payout, and most people, you know, enroll for anywhere from 50 to 100 points per month. If you're enrolling people at the least common denominator, 50 points a month, at 5%, then that person's worth $2.50 a month. If you're enrolling people at 100 points or more, then it's $5 a month. So how many people will it take for you to achieve your goals? Well, you know, there are a lot of other multipliers. We've got the matching bonus. We've got pools. We've got, you know, all sorts of other fancy things. But if you just look at it as $5 a person a month, then, you know, you want to earn $100 a month, you need 20 people. You want to earn $1,000 a month, you need 200 people. You want to earn $10,000 a month, you need 2,000 people. That's a good, simple way to look at your business. You can never enroll 2,000 people. You could probably never enroll 200 people. What you can do is enroll 4 or 6 or 8 or 12 or 20 good people by setting a good prospect list, handing out enough gift cards, directing them to our new website, which is coming out shortly, and being effective in the three-way phone calls and enrolling process. And from there, you're going to be training and creating the right culture that good things will happen. So, you know, it all starts with you. If you're only enrolling one person every few months, if you're only handing out a couple of gift cards a month, you're never going to create the type of momentum and activity, excitement and energy and duplication and leverage that you need to really build a business. This is an easier business to build fast than slow. It's like riding a bike. It's easier to grow fast than slow. And so, you know, if you want to enroll three people this month at least, you know, I'm not sure if it's 12 gift cards you need to hand out, 20 gift cards you need to hand out, 46 gift cards, 8, I'm not sure, but you should learn after 2 or 3 or 4 months of, you know, however many gift cards you're handing out, you should learn what it's going to take for you to enroll three people on a consistent basis, and then you can share confidently with the prospects that you're talking to say, hey, I'm pretty confident if you come in, make a list of 200 people, buy 40 gift cards, hand it out with me, we make some phone calls, direct them to the website, blah, 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 that this month you'll be able to enroll three folks, next month you'll be able to enroll three folks, you'll have gotten rid of your 40 gift cards, you'll have 6 people in your business, you'll be in profit, and, you know, you'll be on your way to earning your products for free on a regular monthly basis, and I'm going to show those people how they can be successful, and you have a leveraged business and a business that will pay for itself forever. How does that sound? Well, sounds pretty darn good if you were that confident that that's what you can make happen. So, you know, get your business into momentum, get your business into activity at the very least, and learn for yourself what it is that you need to do to make your business successful. So plan, do, measure, adjust. You can't adjust if you're not doing. You can't adjust if you're not measuring. You can't adjust if you're not even planning. So make sure that you're doing all the different parts, but the most important thing is to be in activity. It's the doing part. It's the handing out of the gift cards. That's where the rubber hits the road. And if you're going to measure one number, just one number, then it should be how many gift cards did I hand out this week. If you're going to measure two numbers, it should be how many gift cards did I hand out this week and how many people did I enroll this month. If you're going to measure three numbers, if you've got any kind of team, it should be how many gift cards did I hand out, how many enrollments did I have, and how many gift cards did my team hand out this week. If you measure four numbers, it's how many gift cards did I hand out, how many enrollments did I have, how many gift cards did my team hand out this week, and how many enrollments did my team have this month. So that's how you start to build a plan, build a team, build some focus, is to understand what it is you're trying to accomplish and just piece it together part by part. So hopefully this was helpful for you, to give you some perspective on the numbers that are important in your business and how to utilize them to your advantage. So we hope that you have a great couple of days, because every Thursday night, same time, same number, Dave Sandoval and I do our Thursday night presentation. And again, be looking for an announcement as far as the rollout of the new website, hopefully in days, not weeks. And I know that's going to help your business. So set the table. Don't wait for us. And Builders Retreat is right around the corner. So if you've been enrolling people, handing out gift cards and building your business, get focused on what you need to do to get free airline tickets or other things that are built into that promotion. So hope you're having a great week. And 2 days from now, we'll be here to help you again. So we'll catch you Thursday night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.